Mazel tov. I was trying to figure out when Abigail gave me a heads up that she might tell me. We've got a whole confluence of things that are all going on around now. Just trying to figure out, do I talk about getting married during Adar around Purim time? Do we talk about, we just started, Michael observed that I'm doing Daf Yomi. We just started Seder Nashim. Is there any connection between that? And a variety of other things that go into all the weddings and the wonderful pictures that we saw from Florida. And so I decided to not pick among those, but that there were actually some common streams across all of them. And so we're going to go and delve into all the different pieces of it. But the last piece, in terms of an opening part of it, I realized last night at Malava Malka, we were singing Yedid Nefesh. And it might be a nice way to be able to frame what we are doing here today. Think about what Yedid is, our dear one. Well, Yedid is actually two words together. Yedid is Yad Yad. Two hands that had been separate until now, and now they are coming together to be able to create that single word of Yedid. And becoming together a Nefesh, being able to be Yedid Nefesh together. And so that's going to be one of the things that we will take as a little bit of our theme that we will go and drive through this. So starting off first with Seder Nashim, we'll start with the Gemara side of it. In some ways, the Seder is focused on exactly what we are here for. Seder Nashim is how families are created. How, with the Kesuba, with the Kiddushin, with all the ins and outs of how you build the foundation of the critical unit of Yiddishkeit, which is the family, how they come together, how halakhically, how best practices, how hashkafically the family is supposed to be coming together. And so that also very much lines up at the family level of the Yad Yad coming together, the Yedid. When we take a look at Purim and what we see in the Megillah, some ways the problem and the solution in the Megillah is that first we have everyone atomistic, everyone dispersed. We had Ish Yehudi. Mordechai is just an Ish. He's not tapped into everyone else. Haman is describing the Jewish people as Am Mefuzar Mefurad, separate, fragmented. And then what is the beginning of the solution? Esther says, Lech Knosik Kol Yehudim, go and gather all of the Yehudim. Vayikhalu, they all came together as a kahal for it. And so that solution, again, of being able to join hands as a people, not just at the family level, but also at the communal level, being able to have Yad B'Yad happen in a much bigger way. And so there's several of the things that we see that, and it comes through in the mitzvahs that we had on Purim just a couple of days ago when we're talking about first the Seuda. We're supposed to have this meal that's going to bring together us, our families, and friends to be able to be doing that together. And then if we also look at the core of Shalach Manos, what are we supposed to include within Shalach Manos? It's supposed to be food that people can use at the Seuda. And that's where not even people who are at your table are able to go and contribute to this central organizing principle of Purim, of being able to have the community come together, whether you are there or not. You are each having an impact on each other. And so the Yad B'Yad, that's coming through at the communal level. And so we see here how Yedid Nefesh is echoed in the family, in the community, all of these coming through together. And we can think back to what we had last night with when I was talking about the Malava Malka. Just before it, we made Havdalah. What echo of Purim do we have in Havdalah? Layudim haita ora v'simcha, this is son vikar. So bracha to our new couple. May they have the ora, may they have the light that our students are able to go and bring to it, being able to organize here the seuda that we've had today, being able to have us all coming together yad b'yad to be able to bring more light into your lives. Ora v'simcha, the simcha that you should continue to feel, that you should continue to bring to the world as we go from simcha to simcha and have the nachas that all generations of both of your families come together. And that it should also be the simchat olam. When we have in Yedid Nefesh, that's what we end one of the stanzas with, bringing the simcha that you have, bringing it to the rest of the world. And that's one of the things that each of you excel at. And so Michael first being able to do it, chaplain in the army, being able to bring to a very different realm of the world, a bunch of simcha, a bunch of guidance in the religious realm, a bunch of the yad b'yad of the spiritual leader being able to collaborate with the people in the army. And now what you've been able to do within the new congregation, despite their being dispersed, despite right now there being Mefuzad and Farad, being able to bring them together whenever you can. And also with Sharon, being able to do it within our school, a critical building block of the fastest growing major within the curriculum of being able to being able to have things outside the curriculum, bring the students together with the book club and everything else that you do for everyone. And so please, both of you, continue building in the family level, but also at the communal level, being able to bring all of this together and bring Simcha to the Olam. Okay. Mazel tov. Hey.